Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 9Gs podcast, an aviation podcast, question and answer. It's been a pretty long time from the last time I've edited an episode. I've been a little bit busy, to be honest. But now, I've received a lot of questions, and I've took 4 questions amongst them, and I'm just going to do my best to answer them. So the first question is just asked by unknown. I didn't get his name. So how can I become a fighter pilot? So as far as I know, in the French Air Force, and I'm going only to talk about the French Air Force because I don't know a lot about all the other air forces, but in the French Air Force, you have 2 ways to become a fighter pilot. First of all, the career way. That means that you have to take 2 years of prep classes, and then you have to take an exam and to join the Air Force Academy, so the French Air Force Academy. So, first of all, first way, French Air Force Academy. You do 3 years after joining the French Air Force Academy to become an officer, and then you become your pilot training. Then you will be chosen from the students in the pilot training to be either a fighter pilot or a transport pilot or an helicopter pilot. If you're chosen to be a fighter pilot, then you do the fighter pilot curriculum, the fighter pilot training curriculum. And then you become a fighter pilot roughly around something like 5 years after joining the Air Force. This is the first way. The second way is kind of more simple, is to be an officer under contract. So under contract officer. You will join just after high school from, I think that the selection is open from 17 years old to 26. No, I'm not sure about 26, but anyway. You can join just after high school if you want. You have to do exams, and then you will be under contract officer. You will do only a very short period of officer training, something like 2 months, 3 months, and then you will join the flight training. Then the curriculum for the training will be the same than the career guys that joined the French Air Force Academy. Then both of the career guys and the under contract officer guys will have the same curriculum reaching the operational squadron. And then after something like 5 years, they will just split. The career guys, normally we stay in the operational squadron to become chief of this squadron. And the under contract officer guys will go in a training squadron just to teach and to provide flight training to the young pilots. And then afterwards, for the career guys, and they will leave the squadron and go to a desk assignment. And this is the main difference between the career guys and the under contract officer guys. The under contract officer guys will have only flying assignment. I mean, from operational squadron to training squadron, they will go back and forth. They will normally spend 20 years in the Air Force. And then after those 20 years in the Air Force, they will just go back into civilian life and being, why not, an airline pilot. For the career guys, they will go normally on a desk assignment, and then some guys that will be chosen will proceed to be an air wing commander or a base commander and perhaps become a general. This is for the career guys. For the under contract officer guys, the maximum rank they will have will be normally captain, sometimes major, but it's not very common. These are the 2 ways how to become a fighter pilot in the French Air Force. Then let's move on the second question that is asked by several listeners. That is a little bit personal because they ask, what is my status right now? So, as perhaps some of you guys know, I've flown for Cathay Dragon during 1 year after my time in the Air Force, in the French Air Force. So I've been flying the A330 for Cathay Dragon. Cathay Dragon ceased their operations on the 21st of October, and we've all been fired. will have all been made redundant. So I left Hong Kong and I went back to France. And then what's next for me? Perhaps I will go back to the military. Perhaps not. We'll see. Anyway, short answer. Question number three. That is asked by Heroes Cafe Company. What is the main difference between the helicopter and fighter pilot training? So, coming back on the first question, I told you that for the flight training, you will have either fighter pilot training, transport pilot training, and helicopter pilot training. For the fighter pilot training and transport pilot training, they have a common background. They will do the ATP theoretical in Salon Provence, that is in the south of France. And after the ATP theoretical, they will do basic training together, all the fighter pilot and the transport pilot. They will not know at that time what they will be, if they will be a fighter pilot or transport pilot. So after the basic training, they will have a kind of audience with the high-ranking officers on the base, and they will know if they will proceed to the fighter pilot training or the transport pilot training. Just backing up a little bit from that, this is the main, let's say, flow for fixed wing pilot training. Now, for helicopter pilot training, they don't do any common flight training with the fixed wing pilots. They get out of the officer classes and then they move directly to the helicopter pilot training. So the helicopter pilot training, they will do as well a theoretical part. And then after doing the theoretical part, they will move to the real flight training. And the actual flight training going in southwest of France in Dax. I think it is pretty common for all the air forces amongst the world. What I know is that sometimes the helicopter pilot training in some air forces is done after being graduated fighter pilot. Sometimes not in the French Air Force, and surely not in the French Navy. And as well, Heroes Cafe Company asked if helicopter pilots were better than fighter pilots. Man, I don't think so, but this is my personal opinion. I'm kidding, of course. Question number four, moving to Russian listeners, that is ATM Foxhound, that is very active on the social medias. When do you French military guys come to Russia to get a taste of Russian fighter jets? Well, my friend, let's back up a little bit to the French and Russian history. We have a huge and solid background altogether, the French Air Force and Russian Air Force. I think it started during the World War II when a French squadron, a French fighter squadron, was assigned to Russia, that is called Normandie-Niemen. This is a very historical fighter squadron that is still active right now and flying the Rafale in southwest of France. And mainly this fighter squadron was composed of men and women. And the pilots were French and the mechanics and all the support people were Russian. That led to very solid relationship between those two group of people that went to be one group of people working and fighting to the same goal, that was to just defeat the enemy that was the Nazis at that time. So this is, I think, where it started. Perhaps it started a little bit before, but this is a very solid route that we had all together. And then I know that the last, let's say, exercise that the French Air Force and the Russian Air Force did, I think it was back in the 2011 or 2012, where a Mirage F1 squadron went to Russia just to train with the Russian pilots and with the Russian mechanics. They did some command sorties, and I know that did some air firing missions with them, training missions, of course. And it was, yeah, back in the 2011, 2012. So we have a huge common history altogether. Unfortunately, sometimes I'm not very turned into politics, but sometimes the opinions diverge. And from allies, we have to become, let's say, more neutral. So sometimes French Air Force missions and Russian Air Force missions are not working together. So we have to just have a look on what the other one do. And that's not a shame. That's the job of the Air Forces and to be a tool of the political. So anyway, I think the Russian and the French relationship, let's say Russian Air Force and the French Air Force relationship are good. And I know that we think the same, the pilots and the mechanics, we think the same. And we, even if we are not in the same block, let's say Western block and Eastern block, I'm pretty sure that we do the same job and we have the same passion that just blows in our blood. So ATM Foxhound, thank you for your question. And I think that, and I'm sure that we'll do in the future some exercises with the Russian Air Force. Perhaps not now, perhaps not in 10 years, but perhaps in 20 years. I don't know. I hope so, because Russia is a very nice country. Well, that's all right now. I hope you enjoyed this question and answer. It was a kind of, short episode. I don't know. It's, running 12 minutes, so not so short. But anyway, thank you very much. Just continue to ask questions through the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, or whatever. And just don't hesitate to drop a question. The question and answer episode will be this format, something like 10 to 15 minutes, not too long, not too short. But anyway, it's always a pleasure just to talk with you guys and to have some questions, and just don't hesitate. Thank you very much for listening to the 90s podcast and aviation podcast, and have a very nice December month and very nice Christmas and New Year Eve. See you guys.